here's a story from The World.
Syria is now entering its 10th year of conflict. What began as a group of activists clamoring for democracy got violently shut down by President Bashar al-Assad, then morphed into a civil war, and today Syria is a battleground where neighboring countries are settling scores with one another. Iran and Israel are two of them. Israel has been ramping up airstrikes in Syria, targeting Iran's proxies there. The question is, could this lead to a wider conflict? Elizabeth Serkov is a fellow with the Center for Global Policy based in Washington, and she joins us from Istanbul. Let's start with this wave of Israeli airstrikes on the Syrian targets, Elizabeth. Israelis have a no-comment policy on these attacks, but what can you tell us about what you know?
So we're basically seeing at least three rounds of airstrikes on Iranian-linked positions in Syria in the span of just 2 weeks. So we're definitely seeing an intensification of airstrikes, including in areas quite removed from Israel, so in central Syria near Hama, and also in Deir ez-Zor, all the way to the east of the country near the border with Iraq.
What do you think Israel's strategy is here? What are they trying to achieve?
So Israel, the official stated policy and goal is to bring about the removal of all Iranian forces and Iranian-linked forces. Iran has deployed tens of thousands of foreign Shia fighters to Syria to back the Assad regime. Israel aims to have all of these forces removed and also all the bases that these forces established and the missiles they brought in and other types of weaponry, all of that gone. However, that goal seems a bit ambitious, and in private, Israeli officials accept some kind of Iranian presence as long as it doesn't threaten Israel. And what they perceive as particularly threatening is a presence close to the Israeli border, which makes sense, and also presence of missiles, as well as transfers of weaponry and particularly precision-guided missiles or any kind of GPS systems that help turn regular missiles into precision-guided missiles to Hezbollah, an Iranian-backed militia that operates in Lebanon and, you know, since the start of the civil war in Syria, also in Syria.
So you mentioned the intensification of these airstrikes. Why do you think they're increasing at the moment? What does it tell us about what's going on right now?
So there are several different ways to explain this. I think that the fact that, you know, the Trump administration was leaving office is now such a sensitive time while the Biden administration comes in that Iran does not appear interested in escalating the situation. It wants to try and patch things up. With the Biden administration, it is likely that the U.S. administration and the Iranians will re-enter negotiations concerning the nuclear agreement, the JCPOA, which Trump withdrew from. And therefore, Israel kind of has an opportunity to maybe more aggressively strike Iranian targets without risk of Iranian retaliation.
The Biden administration has pledged to consult with Israel on all matters of regional security. How do he and his national security team view these airstrikes? Do they worry that maybe they could have unintended consequences?
I think that with regards to Israeli strikes in Syria, not so much. It seems to me that the Biden administration will not express any kind of opposition to continued Israeli airstrikes. And the Obama administration also does not appear that it constrained Israel when it comes to strikes in Syria. And basically, the Biden administration is Obama administration, the third term, basically, in terms of personnel in the foreign policy establishment, at least the appointments that have been announced thus far.
Elizabeth Serkov is a fellow with the Center for Global Policy based in Washington. She's been speaking with us from Istanbul. Elizabeth, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
From PRX.